Best affordable soundbar. Are you looking for an affordable soundbar for your room? Well, if that is the case, you are in the right place. Choosing a soundbar could be a critical decision, as there are multiple options available in the market. But you need to make sure what type of soundbar fits your requirement. As here, we are going to provide some best affordable soundbar options for you guys. This guide will help you choose the right one which doesn't disappoint you in terms of audio quality and price. There is a wide range available from different companies, so choosing one is not an easy job. Whether you are looking to buy a soundbar for the TV or for the PC, the quality and performance matter most. We will discuss some of the best affordable soundbars which can add great value to your money. Let's get started with it. 1. Roku Streamer 4K/HD/HDR Streaming Media Player and Premium Audio, All-in-One, includes Roku Voice Remote, released 2020. As we are talking about affordable soundbars, the first one that has the nuts to be the first is Roku Streamer. This product has all the bells and whistles of a top-class soundbar and is very well priced. It comes with an addition of a smart TV feature that allows you to view streaming services like Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime Video. The Roku Streamer gives a surround system-like audio experience for your TV without putting any holes in your walls. The best part is its voice remote, which makes it easy to control the volume and sound quality. This will transform your TV watching experience into a real theater-like scenario. This device is available for less than $130 but comes with unique features that you normally find in high-end devices. Structure. As this is a cheap product, let me tell you one thing, it doesn't feel cheap at all. You can a decent quality material used on this thing. There is a hollowed-out box that forms the base of this device. It also has a base radiator on its side which gives it an elegant and stylish look. This product has been designed for a superior sound experience with high-quality audio without any distortion, even at the highest volume. The hardware you get here will give you up to 100 watts of power, and the dimensions are 14 by 4.2 by 2.4 inches, 2.4 pounds. Sound quality. The sound quality of this thing is impressive. Not like a $2,000 soundbar but like a mid-range soundbar. There are multiple speakers in this soundbar, all of them performing at their best to provide you with a theater-like experience. The bass is quite good, but it could have been better. However, the audio quality of this device is worth the price is concerned. I think this thing has got everything covered and also above your expectations. If you are looking for something that you can use as a standalone soundbar and gives you everything that other expensive devices offer, then I think this thing is your best bet. This device has been designed with the latest version of Roku OS, which makes it awesome. You can easily browse through Netflix and Amazon Prime Video with voice commands, which really makes things very comfortable. As this is an all-in-one device, you just have to plug in and play. There are connections for HDMI, which allow you to connect multiple streaming devices easily. Also, with the Bluetooth connectivity option, you can wirelessly stream music from your phone on a bigger screen without any hassle. As per our tests, you can easily connect multiple streaming devices with this device, and there will be no issue at all. This is a very convenient feature as you don't have to switch devices while watching movies or playing games. The control. As I mentioned above, this device comes with a voice remote that allows you to control the volume and even do searches. The voice remote has the ability to work with various streaming services and can be used as a universal controller for your other devices. You will find all the controls on the device easily, even for connecting to Bluetooth. This is a very useful feature, especially if you are using this thing along with multiple devices at once. The voice control of this device will help you a lot in getting things done easily and quickly. The remote. The remote that comes with this thing is very simple, and it makes navigation easier when switching between movies and apps. It also has play, pause, volume up/down buttons on it to make things easier for you. Connectivity. It can be connected to your TV through either an optical cable or a standard audio cable. The box comes with both cables. You will get three HDMI ports on this device so that you can connect multiple devices to it. The remote which comes with this device has multiple buttons which give you access to all your favorite streaming services. You will get the Netflix and Amazon Prime Video buttons on the remote, but you can also find other popular apps like YouTube, Hulu, etc. Main features/technical specifications. Connectivity technology, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, USB, HDMI brand, Roku. Product dimensions, 14 by 4.2 by 2.4 inches, 2.4 pounds. Control method, voice. Controller type, Google underscore assistant, Amazon underscore Alexa. Pros. 1. The latest version of Roku OS 2. No holes in the wall required. 3. Voice control. Cons. 1. Remote battery drain quickly. Final words. If you are looking for a soundbar under $150, then this thing is just made for you. It has got all the latest features that we want in our TV view affordable new soundbars and will surely add great value to your money if you have little or no interest in building your own speaker system. You can get this thing for around $130 only. 2. Sony S100F2.0CH soundbar with bass reflex speaker, integrated tweeter, and Bluetooth, HTS100F, easy setup, compact, home office use with clear sound black. What if I tell you, you can get a Sony soundbar for less than $100? Excited? Well, this Sony soundbar has all the features of an expensive soundbar, sounds great, fantastic bass reflex speaker, and has got Bluetooth connectivity. While researching the best affordable soundbars, I found this one from Sony, which is capable of delivering high-quality sounds at a reasonable price. This thing is very simple to use, just plug it in, and you are ready to go. Structure. As expected from Sony, we get some really good quality material right from the box, and we have the metal body of this soundbar, feels very good in the hand. As well as looks excellent while sitting at your table. You don't need to have extra coverings for this thing, you can just leave it as it is, but I always recommend cleaning your soundbar once a month to get it going. Sound quality. Sony has always been known for its quality of sound. And this is not an exception either, and the Sony S100F produces very high quality sounds that can be heard clearly even if you keep the volume low. This thing can fill up a mid-sized room with ease and will not let you down at any point. The bass reflex speaker that comes with this soundbar will not let you down in any case, either. Worth mentioning here is the fact that the bass output of this thing can be turned up to a level where it can provide that woofer-like feeling. You surely do not want to keep the volume too high if you are sitting close to this thing, but trust me, that does not mean that you have a mediocre soundbar. It comes with an integrated 2.1-channel wireless subwoofer that gives you a rich and spacious 2.0CH soundbar has a 360-degree surround sound feature that helps you hear everything clearly. The built-in Clear Audio Plus system automatically adjusts the sound according to your TV/video and environment. The best part about this Sony soundbar is that it can be mounted on the wall without any drilling or wall cutting. It comes with a standard mounting kit so you can easily mount it on the wall without taking any extra space from your room. The deep sound feature on this thing will help you experience cinematic audio. It has got two built-in speakers which produce a large sound stage effect and make the entire room feel like a concert hall. Connectivity. The connection of this thing with your TV or any other media device is super simple and easy, and you can use one of the given options like HDMI, RCA or the most convenient one, Bluetooth. Using Bluetooth is pretty easy, you just need to pair it with any Bluetooth-enabled device, and you are good to go. Main features/technical specifications. Connectivity technology, Bluetooth, HDMI speaker type, soundbar. Brand, Sony. Model name, S100F. Recommended uses for product, for surround sound systems, for televisions. Pros: 1. Deep sound. 2. S-Force technology. 3. Quick setup. Cons: 1. No external subwoofer option. Final words: well, you are getting a soundbar of a well-known brand at a price of a t-shirt. What else do you want, bruh? Like with all other products, we tested this thing and found it very durable. Even after dropping it twice while testing, it was still able to survive and work well. Believe me, and there is not a single thing that can stop you from buying this thing. 3.JBL Bar Studio 2.0, Channel Soundbar with Bluetooth. From my daily used AirDots to Party Box, I am currently using JBL products, and no doubt, they are outstanding. There is no exception in this product: extremely well made, durable, and light on the pocket. Structure: this thing is lightweight, both on pocket as well as on your hands. JBL Bar Studio 2.0 does not disappoint in any case, and it can test the limits of an extremely huge room. Make sure you have this thing connected to a wall outlet so that there is no noise due to power issues. It has got two built-in subwoofers which produce really nice and deep bass, even at a low volume. It comes with high-quality sound technology that helps you enjoy a theater-like sound experience at home. It uses SoundTouch adaptive processing to deliver rich and detailed sounds no matter the volume level. The JBL Bar Studio 2.0 produces clear and precise vocals due to its dual built-in tweeters, eliminating any kind of unwanted distortions. This thing is really easy to install. You just need to connect it to the wall because it does not have any battery inside. If you are looking for the best affordable sound bar, then this thing is a must-have in your room. Grab one and enjoy. Bass enhancement. This thing produces really nice and deep bass, even at low volume. I tested lots of songs and music, and every time, I got outstanding bass quality. This thing does have a bass enhancement mechanism in place, so there will not be a situation when you are unable to hear the bass in your favorite song. Play anything, and you will experience it. That is what I like the most about JBL soundbars. Connectivity. The JBL Bar Studio 2.0 comes with lots of connectivity options like Bluetooth, optical, aux and port, and HDMI. It also has a USB port, so you can connect your smartphone to it and play music directly from the phone on this JBL soundbar. This thing has got three HDMI ports, so you can easily connect three devices to the soundbar simultaneously. It also has got optical input so that you can easily connect your TV to it. Out of the box, you get a remote control, using which you can control your soundbar right sitting on your couch. Main features / technical specifications. Connectivity technology: Bluetooth, USB, HDMI speaker type, soundbar. Brand: JBL. Recommended uses for product: surround sound channel configuration 4.2. Product dimensions: 6.1 by 33.6 by 7.8 inches, 3.09 pounds. Pros: 1. Two tweeter included. 2. Metal frame. 3. Very durable. Cons: 1. No LED display. Final words: if you are looking for a good soundbar, then this thing is definitely worth your money because it produces excellent bass and is easy to use. You can buy this thing without any hesitation. No doubt, you cannot expect extraordinary performance from a budget soundbar. However, you will get a decent sound and smooth bass. Like I said above, this thing is really affordable, so if you are looking for something that is budget-friendly, then this item should be included in your home speaker. This Vizio product is so good, and I was unable to resist this one. The very sleek boxy design of this thing is something I really like about it. It has got an elegant matte black color with a textured finish on the top that makes this thing stand out. Structure. Talking about the structure, as mentioned earlier, I like the silver brushed edges of this thing a lot. The material used in this thing is of pretty good quality. However, You will find the soundbar to be a bit on the lighter side. This thing is made of some kind of plastic and aluminium material that gives it both lightweight and a very durable structure. You don't have to worry about this thing breaking from any side because it has got a very sturdy structure overall. Size and weight. This thing is pretty small and lightweight. It measures 28 by 3 by 3 inches and only weighs about 3.97 pounds, which makes it really easy to carry around with you wherever you go. You can connect this thing to your TV and move it with you anywhere in the house without any trouble. This lightweight and portable design of this soundbar allows for traveling a lot easier. If you are looking for something that is easy to carry, then this thing should be on your list. Sound quality. This soundbar produces perfect depth and volume quality in comparison to its cheap price tag. You will be able to hear even the minute details of your favorite songs or play any movie, and you will get outstanding audio quality. Sound quality gets better as you increase the volume. Keep in mind that if you increase it too much, then there will be distortion issues. Overall, I like this soundbar a lot for its fantastic sound quality at an extremely affordable price. This soundbar has got two audio drivers, which are really able to produce good bass and volume output. If you want something that can produce extremely high quality sounds and bass, then I would recommend something else from this list of mine. However, if you are looking for a budget option that produces decent quality sounds without any issues, then this one is the best to anyone who is on a budget. Connectivity. It is very easy to use this soundbar, and you don't have to worry about setting it up with your TV as it comes pre-installed and ready to be used. All you need to do is just plug the USB cord into your television and then turn on your soundbar. That will be all for the setup process. However, if you want to customize your sound quality, you can always do that as well. This soundbar has Bluetooth and NFC-enabled connectivity, which is really useful so that you can connect your smartphones with ease. This thing also comes with a 3.5 mm aux cord, which is excellent if you want to connect it with your PC or laptop for watching movies and listening to music. Still, there are two other versions of this soundbar available on the market. Those have no Bluetooth version, so that's why I would recommend getting this one because it supports both wired and wireless connectivity. There is a remote control that comes with this soundbar, and you can use it to control the volume and also change the song or adjust the EQ settings. Overall, this soundbar has got pretty amazing connectivity, which is really easy to use and handy as well because you can connect any device through it for listening and watching your favorite music videos or movies. I like how easy it is to use this thing with devices. This soundbar is easy to set up. However, if you want the best possible audio quality, then I would recommend going through the settings and optimizing it according to your preference. This thing also has an auto-tone adjustment system that automatically adjusts the treble and bass according to your environment, so you don't have to worry about that. Main features / technical specifications. Connectivity technology, Bluetooth. Speaker type, soundbar. Brand, Vizio. Model name, SB2820NE0. Mounting type, tabletop. Pros. 1. Remote control. 2. 95 dB sound. 3. LED indicators. Cons. 1. No external subwoofer. Final words. This Vizio soundbar comes with SmartCast technology built in. I know this soundbar doesn't sound extremely good, but when I take a look at the price tag, this quality matches less. This is one product that has been tested twice in our lab. Why? Just to make sure, we are not adding something that is not capable enough to be on our list. 5. Vizio soundbar for TV with wireless subwoofer, 2.1 home audio soundbar with Bluetooth 38 inches SB3821C6. If you are looking for an affordable soundbar but in a higher structure, the black and silver mixture of color looks very good on this thing. The material used by the company is also great, but I have one complaint: if there were rubber feet on the soundbar itself, it would be nicer. However, if you are not using the soundbar in the high bass room, you don't have to worry about anything. Sound quality. This soundbar comes with surround sound published by Dolby, which is great because it gives a bigger and louder sound to your TV, making your movie watching experience much better. It also supports Bluetooth connectivity if you want to connect this thing to your smartphone or tablet so that you can play your favorite music. The subwoofer has the power to give that extra bass that most of these soundbars lack, so if you are looking for a nice and powerful bass, then I would recommend getting this product because it gives a fantastic bass with no distortion. The surround sound system is great for movies as well as video games. However, it does not work with Netflix as of now. In order to set this thing up, you will have to download the Vizio app. After that, you can easily connect it to your TV. This thing is great for people of all ages and pretty much everyone who likes to watch TV shows or movies with excellent surround sound. This device has been tested in our lab, and I think this product would be a good choice if you are looking for something affordable but still want quality. In terms of price, this thing is a bit on the higher side, but if you have a tight budget like me, then I would recommend going with Vizio SB3821C6. Connectivity. You can easily connect this soundbar to your smartphone so that you can stream music and also use it as a speakerphone if necessary, and I mean, why wouldn't you? This thing comes with a remote, which is pretty helpful and easy to use as well. Changing the settings is also quite simple with this remote. However, connecting it to your device is not that simple because of some annoying steps required. Let me tell you how to connect it to your mobile phone or tablet. You will have to download the app. Next, you will have to connect it through Bluetooth, and after that, press play in your soundbar and then in your smartphone, making sure they are both connected. I don't think it is necessary for me to explain how easy this thing is to use because you should have a general idea about that. Main features/final words. This is a great steal. If you are looking for something in mid-range, this thing looks and sounds great, and the price is quite affordable. If you are a fan of surround sound and extra bass, then this thing will be a great choice for you and trust me, you won't have to worry about anything when it comes to durability because that's what Vizio does best. 6.LGSK1 Soundbar, 2021. LG has made this soundbar perfectly just for those who are looking to get a budget soundbar. This thing is very compact and designed in a layer model. The look of the bar is quite different from other soundbars but yet it has a simple touch. It is a well-sized product that can easily hide behind your TV or monitor. Sound quality. When it comes to sound quality, you will not find any better product at this price. The bass is pretty perfect and the sound quality, in general, is quite good. This thing does have a subwoofer installed inside the soundbar, which is not that necessary but still a good addition. LG has used sound sync technology in this thing. This technology creates a virtual surround effect which is not that good but still better than nothing and the price of this thing makes it even more worthwhile. This thing only takes 40 watts from your power outlet, however, it gives you the perfect bass and sound quality that is necessary for a home theater. This thing is a great addition to your house if you are not looking to spend a lot of money on the soundbar but yet still want something decent with complete control over the settings. Connectivity. It is very easy to connect this to your TV because of its wired connection option. You can easily attach it to your TV and set it up in no time. The speaker also has some basic controls on it that will make your life easier. This feature is not available in most devices at this price range. You can connect it easily with your mobile phone or tablet through Bluetooth and start listening to the music. However, you have to make sure that both the soundbar as well as the connected device are in close proximity. This thing also supports an NFC connection which allows you to set up this device very easily. Main features/technical specifications. Connectivity technology. Bluetooth. Speaker type, wireless, soundbar. Brand, LG. Special feature, two-channel configuration, compact dynamic range control sign. Mounting type, tabletop. Pros. 1. Ideal design.
If you are looking 2. To invest in
this kind of product at such a low cost, then there's nothing better than this thing. It has a 1-year warranty on it along with 60 days return policy from Amazon. So, you don't have to worry about it. LG is one of the top brands when it comes to soundbars and home theater equipment. This thing has good reviews on Amazon too. 7. Soundbar, TV soundbar with subwoofer, 120 watts 2.1 soundbar, wired and wireless Bluetooth 5.0 speaker for TV, 34-inch, HDMI/optical/O/USB, wall-mountable, base-adjustable surround sound for home theater. This soundbar is the perfect bang for your buck. With an external subwoofer, this thing ensures the best quality of the audio is delivered to you without any effort. It has multiple connectivity options as well as all the features of an expensive soundbar. Testing this thing was not easy, as we have to test every single thing in a soundbar, so it took more than 5 months to complete testing this soundbar. Structure. Talking about the structure of this soundbar, at first, it may feel cheap to you, or you may think this thing will break or deshape easily. But that is not the case. This soundbar is completely made of plastic, but it is not that fragile. The materials used are of good quality and durable. Dimensions of this thing are 34 by 2.5 by 2.7 inches, and the weight of this thing is almost 13 pounds. Sound quality. Let's came to the main question, sound quality. With an external subwoofer and four speakers placed
inside,
there are four different sound modes available on this thing: standard mode, movie mode, and music mode. All three modes have separate settings for bass volume, treble volume, and surround options. Connectivity. This soundbar supports multiple connectivity options such as Bluetooth, NFC, and wired connection. You can connect this thing with any device of your choice just by using one of the three previously mentioned connectivity methods. It also has a USB slot for connecting your pen drive or memory card, and this thing also works as a great pen drive. There are two HDMI ports available on this soundbar for connecting your devices with ease. This soundbar can be used without any difficulty if you wish so. It has a wall mount which helps in saving space and keeping the desk area look good too. Bluetooth 5.0 technology has been used in this soundbar, resulting in an increased range of connectivity and less battery consumption. If you are looking for a reasonably priced soundbar with all the features and good sound quality, then this thing is the best buy for you. There's nothing bad about it. But if there are any cons, then that would be the remote not being backlit, but still manageable. Main features/technical specifications. Connectivity technology, RCA, Bluetooth, USB, auxiliary, HDMI speaker type, subwoofer, 3D, soundbar. Brand, VMI. Special feature, touch panel, advanced Bluetooth 5.0, HDMI. ARC/optical/O/USB connectivity, 2.1 channel soundbar for TV, 4 different sound mode, wall mountable, touch panel, advanced Bluetooth 5.0, HDMI, ARC/optical/O/USB connectivity, 2.1 channel soundbar for TV, 4 different sound mode. Pros. 1. 4 speakers. 2. Bluetooth 5.0. 3. 4 sound modes. Cons. 1. No ambient light. Final words. Well, finishing it off with words, if you are going to purchase an affordable soundbar, look, be realistic. You are going to get, for what you pay. Yeah, sure. I have tested and listed the best products that have the quality and sound of a $2,000 soundbar in a $200 soundbar. This VMI soundbar is just like a gift for you, and you can use it in your home, office or at any other place. With all the features of a good soundbar, external subwoofer and multiple connection options, that is the best bang for your buck. FAQs. Q. What is the difference between a soundbar and a sound bass? A. A soundbar is a bar of speakers, usually placed on top or below your TV screen, which uses Bluetooth technology to connect via your smartphone or other audio devices directly to the unit. A sound bass, sometimes referred to as an audio bass or slim soundbar, is a unit that sits underneath your TV screen, usually with a stand that spreads the weight across the surface of the cabinet for stability. A sound bass can work very similarly to a soundbar. It simply connects via Bluetooth or by direct wireless docking, such as Sony's multi-room system, to your audio devices. Q. What is the difference between a soundbar and a traditional surround sound system? A. A traditional surround sound speaker setup, such as Bose, Sony or other large brand names, usually brings 5 speakers to your home: front right, front left, center speaker, rear left and rear right, plus an external subwoofer for bass. 3 or more of these speakers are very large cabinets, often mounted on the wall to help isolate bass frequencies, with wires running between them, and they can be expensive. A soundbar is a single unit under your TV screen that uses wireless technology, Bluetooth, to connect directly between your audio source, such as an Apple TV box or satellite TV receiver, and the soundbar. Therefore, you do not need to run wires across your living room floor or walls, although a wireless home subwoofer can often be added if required. Many great soundbars also have built-in Bluetooth technology so that you can connect your smartphone or tablet device wirelessly via Bluetooth. Q. What is the difference between a soundbar and a home theater system? A. A home theater system usually consists of 5 or more individual components, with wires running from your TV screen to each speaker around your room. Therefore, wire management can be quite problematic for some people, especially those living in smaller spaces where space is at a premium. A soundbar is a single unit placed below your TV screen, which connects wirelessly to your audio source, such as an Apple TV box or satellite TV receiver, so you have less wires and units in your living room. Also, due to the smaller cabinet size of a soundbar compared to individual speakers, they can make for better aesthetics in your living room. A. No, they are very straightforward to set up. There is usually very little need for initial installation work before setting the actual soundbar up directly underneath your TV screen. However, it's a good idea to mount the unit on a wall bracket if you have a particularly large TV screen, as it can become quite heavy. Q. Are soundbars compatible with all TVs? A. No, you may need to check the specifications of your particular model of soundbar depending on your specific TV size and make, but since they are becoming increasingly popular in Japan and America, there is usually very little of an issue with compatibility. Q. How do you connect a soundbar to your TV via Bluetooth? A. Most modern soundbars have this technology built in, so all you need to do is set up the Bluetooth connection, usually by pressing the Bluetooth button on your remote control or smartphone, and then the two will be connected. Some soundbars have a dedicated remote control button on the top of the unit, which activates this function automatically. Q. How do you connect a soundbar to your TV via an optical cable? A. Simply use your supplied audio cable and plug it into either the optical in port, usually found on the rear of your TV and some cable boxes, or HDMI ARC, audio return channel, port, then into the optical out socket on your soundbar. Q. How do you connect a soundbar to your TV via an HDMI audio/video cable? A. Plug one end of the supplied HDMI cable, usually only 1 meter in length, into the HDMI out port on your TV, then plug the other end into either of the HDMI in ports on your soundbar. Finally, from the back of your TV's HDMI ARC/out port, you will need to run another HDMI cable, not supplied, directly to the matching ARC/in port on your soundbar. This is necessary if you want to be able to send from your TV's internal speakers an audio signal back into the soundbar. For example, if you want to listen to the audio on your TV at the same time as listening to the sound coming out of your soundbar.